Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
You're on The Burt Show.
All right, Abby, you're questioning your bad friend or not.
Yeah, normally I'm the friend that's yelling at my other pals that they're giving bad advice, but this time they're mad at me. So a little bit of a backstory. I've got this friend that dated this guy right before she moved back to Florida, and she had just gotten out of like a horrible relationship. She was engaged to this guy. She told me like 2 months before the wedding he cheated on her. It was terrible. And so right before she ended up leaving that city and moving to Florida around us, she dated this guy who was lovely. He was a little bit younger than her, but very mature. And things just didn't work out because of distance, which was kind of a bummer. She's like, he's really great. He's lovely. 10 out of 10 guy, but I just don't want to date somebody who's miles and miles apart from me. So me and her catch up while we were on vacation. We're at this beautiful bar. We're at this rooftop. We're having drinks. She's talking to me about the guy that she just dumped a couple of weeks ago. I'm talking to her about all the Bachelor contestants I'm sliding into their DMs for. And it's just a great girls' night. And then all of a sudden her phone rings. And I can see it's from this guy that she dated right before she moved back to Florida. This guy that was really great, but things just didn't work out because of distance.
And this was the guy right after the broken up engagement.
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm looking at the phone. She's looking at the phone. I'm like, are you going to answer it? And she's like, yes. So she picks up the phone and I'm kind of sitting there with my margarita, just like listening in, trying to pick up key words. And I hear a couple of things. I hear next weekend. I hear Napa. I hear, yeah, I'm free and I'd love to. So she gets off the phone and I was like, what was that about? What's going on? And she goes, you'll never believe this. Jack, the guy she dated right before she moved back to Florida, reached out to me. He says he's going on this work trip to Napa and he wants to know if I want to come with him. So it's been about like 18 months since they last dated. They've had zero contact since then. And I'm looking at her and I'm like, a free trip to Napa sounds really great. I was like, you should go. And she's like, I should go. So she texts him. He books the flight. Literally, like, we have not even gotten our check. And she already has, like, a Delta flight sent to her email. And she's going on this trip. So we text the rest of our girl gang. We're like, oh, my gosh, she's going to Napa. It's a bougie booty call. It's great. And I get a text from one of my friends. She's like, Abby, why would you let her do that? I was like, excuse me. She's a grown woman. She can do what she wants to do.
It's Napa.
It's Napa. It's a free trip to Napa. And so they text me. They're like, Abby, like, you know how she is. Like, she just got out of her, it's been 3 years, three relationships. She got out of her engagement. That was a whole thing because apparently he cheated on her. Then she dated Jack and then they had to break up because of distance. And then she just dumped this other guy. Like, we're just throwing her into a situation that's going to leave her feeling vulnerable. And I'm like, I don't care. It's expensive wine. She's going to have a great time. So apparently they went, saying that they went behind my back sounds really salacious, but they went behind my back. And they basically like had a little sit down with her and they're like, hey, we don't think you should go. This doesn't really seem like a good idea. Like, this is basically like a long distance booty call. And what's going to happen? Like, you guys broke up because of distance before. Like, that hasn't changed. In fact, he's even moved even farther from where they used to live. So basically, the flight is tonight. And she texted me this morning and she's like, I still don't know if I want to go or not.
It's Napa.
It's Napa.
And it's not like she has to know. Like, come on. That, yes, there's distance. She's not going to rekindle this relationship with this guy, right? Like, it's all about her mindset going into this.
She's not against rekindling the relationship.
Okay, now we gotta.
If you're going to Napa, it's going to happen. The relationship is going to be rekindled.
Well, they're obviously going to hook up, like, But I kind of did have, like, a little sit down with her. I'm like, do you want to date him? Are you open? She's like, I'm open to it. But I'm kind of like, okay, I think she should go. In my opinion, I think, like, we're only young and fun and free once.
Yes.
But, yeah, I think that the expectations do need to be.
Is she not able to guard her heart?
She is. I do think she is capable. But I agree with my friends on some sense. I mean, it has been 3 years and three different relationships to where I kind of want her to be cautious. But at the same time, like, what if the distance really was just the main problem? And maybe they're able to work through it now because about 2 years has gone by. He's
timing's
a little bit,
everything.
Timing's everything. Right guy, wrong time. Napa.
Yeah. That'll put a fuzzy, like, it's not even a realistic filter, though, on what's going on. I mean, it's Napa. There's wine. It's Napa.
It's like when you're on The Bachelor or Bachelorette and they have, like, these grandiose dates. That's not real life. This doesn't feel like real. The problem is this is real life.
It is real life. This is very much real life. Yeah. And according to my group chat, it is.
And everybody else is anti-Napa.
Everyone's anti-Napa except for me, which is very out of character because yeah. I'm always the person that's like, screw your ex. You don't need to go see him again. But it's Napa.
So I do find this interesting. And tell me if the scenarios are very different, that the advice that you gave to her was like, hey, you're young, go have a good time. It's Napa. Yet when you had that free jet offer, right?
Richie Rich CEO, man.
Richie Rich CEO wanted to take you in his private jet. Your advice to yourself was, I'm not going to do it, even though it's a private jet.
Well, here's the thing. That was a different situation because the man is freshly divorced with a child. And I am never going to get involved in something where I'm like, I could potentially be like the bad guy in the situation. I don't want to like go after this guy because of his jet and like, you know, potentially become stepmommy and then have to break that off. So I think this is a little bit there are less strings attached here, essentially.
Those feelings are going to open up wide in Napa. Oh,
you bet.
I'm telling you.
100%. Feelings and other things.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, when she gets back, right. Then it's going to be a whole bunch of things. Yeah. But when she gets back, we'll see. Yeah. It's The Burt Show.
You're on The Burt Show.